Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hello everybody and welcome to this podcast episode about Vocabulary Extension. Ja, wir werden noch ein bisschen weiter das Vokabular erweitern. Und hierzu benutzen wir auch wieder unseren Avatar. Heute geht es um Video 52. Also, wenn du schon ein Abo an der Speed Learning School hast, dann hol dir jetzt den Text für Video 52. Es lohnt sich wirklich. Du kannst dieses nachfolgende Programm, die Audiodatei, entweder als Diktat verwenden oder um die Übung selbst zu machen. Ich demonstriere sie dir wieder und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung nochmal für dich selbst zu machen. Also, lass uns starten.
Hello. Let's practice some more definitions like we did in the last video.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here comes the first word. What is a river?
Oh, a river is a stream. It's a moving water which is not connected to the ocean at all. Or maybe it is.
A river is a natural, linear flowing body of water on land surfaces.
Okay.
Please repeat after me.
Yes.
A river is a natural, linear flowing body of water on land surfaces.
A river is a linear flowing body of water.
What is a lake?
Now, a lake is an accumulation of water which has no direct connection to the ocean or to the sea. Am I right?
A lake is a still body of water, with or without inflow or outflow from flowing water, that is completely surrounded by a land surface.
Okay, nearly.
Please repeat after me.
Okay.
A lake is a still body of water.
A lake is a still body of water.
With or without inflow or outflow by flowing waters.
With or without inflow or outflow by flowing waters.
That is completely surrounded by a land surface.
That is completely surrounded by land surface.
What is a sea?
A sea or an ocean is open water, which I haven't got a clue, to be honest.
Sea is the interconnected waters of the earth that surround the continents.
Oh, right.
Please repeat after me.
Sea is the inter...
Sea means the interconnected waters of the earth surrounding the continents.
Sea means the interconnected waters of the earth...
What is a hotel?
A hotel? Oh, that's nice. That's a guest house. It's a place where you can stay. You pay for a room and you get breakfast and you're loved.
A hotel is an accommodation and catering establishment for guests in return for payment.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Please repeat after me.
A hotel is?
A hotel is a lodging establishment and catering establishment for guests against payment.
Lodge and catering establishment for payment.
What is friendship?
Friendship is a deep feeling between two people that cannot be distracted by any problem in the world.
Friendship refers to a relationship between people based on mutual affection, characterized by sympathy and trust.
So you can't be friends with a pet?
Please repeat after me.
Okay.
Friendship denotes.
Friendship denotes.
A relationship between people based on mutual affection.
A relationship between people based on mutual affection.
Which is characterized by sympathy and trust.
Which is characterized by sympathy and trust.
What is childhood?
Childhood is the first time of life before the teenage time starts and problems arise.
Childhood refers to the period in a person's life from birth to puberty.
Ah, birth to puberty.
Please repeat after me.
Birth to puberty.
Childhood refers to the period in a person's life from birth to puberty.
Childhood refers to a period in a person's life from...
And what is puberty?
Puberty is something that should be vaccinated. You should find medication to avoid it. It's a nightmare for parents. It's a state of,
Puberty is the part of adolescence in which the developmental physiological course of sexual maturation leads to sexual maturity in the sense of reproductive capacity.
Repeat, please.
Please repeat after me.
No, you repeat, please.
Puberty is the part of adolescence.
Puberty is the part of adolescence.
In which the developmental physiological course of sexual maturation is.
In which you become crazy and annoying.
Leads to sexual maturity in the sense of reproductive capacity.
And you're out of control of your hormones.
Oh, that last example was a bit complicated.
In fact.
But you handled it well.
Uh-huh.
See you next time.
See you in my puberty. Okay. Nochmal. Bleib locker, hab Spaß. Wenn du den Text vor dir hast, den englischen Text oder den deutschen Text, dann nutze ihn. Stopp das Video. Du kannst auch, also hier das Audio, du kannst auch, wenn du dir die Videos anguckst zum Beispiel, bei unserem Avatar-Training kannst du die Sprechgeschwindigkeit verlangsamen, um bestimmte Wörter nochmal ein bisschen prägnanter ausgesprochen zu bekommen. Du kannst sie dir, wie gesagt, diktieren lassen, um so deinen Wortschatz deutlich zu aktivieren. Du kannst diese Definitionen wiederholen, kannst sie auswendig lernen. Du kannst Situationen provozieren im Alltag, in denen du Leute fragst, wie würdest du Pubertät definieren? Wie würdest du einen Mann definieren? Eine Frau, ein Kind, ein Jung, ein Mädchen, einen Garten, einen Hund. Und du kannst übrigens Leute auch zum Wahnsinn bringen, wenn du sie ständig fragst, definiere Meeting, definiere Agenda. Könnten Sie bitte die Post holen? Definieren Sie Post. Könnten Sie mir bitte eine E-Mail schreiben? Definieren Sie E-Mail. Und ja, so kann man Leute zum Wahnsinn bringen. Muss man aber nicht. Man kann auch einfach nur Spaß haben und Englisch lernen. Okay, jetzt hast du gleich die Möglichkeit, diese Übung nochmal für dich selbst zu machen. Und ich weiß, es ist anspruchsvoll, aber es ist eine unglaubliche, eine wirksame Möglichkeit, um den Wortschatz wirklich auf das nächste Niveau zu bringen. Und du kriegst mit, da sind Wörter dabei, von denen hast du möglicherweise, selbst wenn du ein Fortgeschrittener bist, selbst wenn du auf dem Niveau von B1, B2 schon sprechen kannst, von denen hast du einfach noch nicht gehört. Okay, ich bin jetzt gleich ruhig. Wenn du mehr wissen möchtest, findest du in den Podcast-Beschreibungen weitere Angebote zu unseren Kursen bis hin zu unserem wirklich guten Angebot, fließend in 4 Wochen. Aber jetzt gib erstmal Gas. Hier ist Jonathan für dich.
Hello. Let's practice some more definitions like we did in the last video. Are you ready? Here comes the first word. What is a river? A river is a natural, linear flowing body of water on land surfaces. Please repeat after me. A river is a natural, linear flowing body of water on land surfaces. What is a lake? A lake is a still body of water, with or without inflow or outflow from flowing water, that is completely surrounded by a land surface. Please repeat after me. A lake is a still body of water, with or without inflow or outflow by flowing waters, that is completely surrounded by a land surface. What is a sea? Sea is the interconnected waters of the earth that surround the continents. Please repeat after me. Sea means the interconnected waters of the earth surrounding the continents. What is a hotel? A hotel is an accommodation and catering establishment for guests in return for payment. Please repeat after me. A hotel is a lodging establishment and catering establishment for guests against payment. What is friendship? Friendship refers to a relationship between people based on mutual affection, characterized by sympathy and trust. Please repeat after me. Friendship denotes a relationship between people based on mutual affection, which is characterized by sympathy and trust. What is childhood? Childhood refers to the period in a person's life from birth to puberty. Please repeat after me. Childhood refers to the period in a person's life from birth to puberty. And what is puberty? Puberty is the part of adolescence in which the developmental physiological course of sexual maturation leads to sexual maturity in the sense of reproductive capacity. Please repeat after me. Puberty is the part of adolescence in which the developmental physiological course of sexual maturation leads to sexual maturity in the sense of reproductive capacity. Oh, that last example was a bit complicated. But you handled it well. See you next time.